As a kid, I was notoriously stubborn. My parents would say one thing, and I was bound and determined to do the other. They might suggest something, and I would think, yeah, okay, what do you know? I'm gonna do this my own way. Parents in the room, I think you know what I'm talking about. And kids in the room, I think you do too. Resisting our parents is pretty much par for the course. We could all think of a family television show, a drama, or even a comedy, where the kids are resisting their parents' lessons, or where they're trying to avoid their parents' guidance, trying to get away from it. And our story is kind of like that today. Our story for today is about resistance, but not about resisting the teaching of a parent, but resisting the teaching of Jesus, resisting the call of Christ. Maybe you remember several weeks ago I preached on greatness. The disciples thought that following Jesus meant being great, being powerful, about being recognized. And today's story continues that theme, because Jesus is still trying to teach the disciples what it means to follow him, what it means to be a disciple of Christ. And today's story also shows us that the disciples still don't get it. They're still resisting what Jesus is trying to teach them. And James and John, here they come. They ask Jesus to be on his right and on his left. They want to share in Jesus' power. They want to share in his glory and in his praise. And the disciples are resisting Jesus' call to follow him. This call, as we just heard, requires them to be servants, to give something up, to serve others and not themselves. So why are they resisting? And it's for the same reason that Jesus' disciples today are resisting. The same reasons that we are resisting. Fear. What Jesus was calling the disciples to scared the living daylights out of them. And if we're honest with ourselves, it scares the living daylights out of us as well. Because discipleship is hard. It's difficult because it requires servanthood. It requires sacrifice. It requires us to give up the ideas of this world and live into God's idea of this world. And that can be scary. It's scary because we know that following Jesus really means following Jesus. Doing what Jesus said, doing what Jesus did. Shane Claiborne and Tony Campolo wrote the book Red Letter Revolution. And they're what is known as Red Letter Christians, a movement of people who are trying to simply live as Jesus taught. Maybe you had one of those Bibles with red letters where Jesus spoke. Those red letters are what they're trying to simply follow. But I want to draw your attention to the subtitle of this book, Red Letter Revolution. What if Jesus really meant what he said? Whoa. Holy moly, people. That's powerful, so I'm going to repeat it for you. What if Jesus really meant what he said? We know following Jesus really means following Jesus. We know Jesus gave his all for us. He went to the cross. He suffered. He felt pain. Why? Because he loves us. He loves every single human being. Jesus gave his all for us, and now he's calling us to give our all to him. And this is huge. But also, if we stop for a minute and just process that, that can be scary as well. I know because I've grappled with the scariness of following Jesus' call in my own life. As many of you know, I resisted Jesus' call to the ministry for many years. At 12, God planted a little seed. I resisted. Throughout college, I strayed, I wandered off, but God kept working in my life, trying to guide me, and I resisted. After graduation, God called me out into that world to serve God's people in a far off place. And God was ever present, accompanying me through it all, even when I kept resisting. Even when I was too embarrassed to act on this call, God kept nudging me. And I ignored this call. I resisted this call because it was really, really, really scary. But God kept working on my heart. We all resist in our own ways. We might say, I'm too busy. We don't have time when someone asks us to serve. We might assume someone else will fill that gap. Someone else will step up to the plate. We might ask, why bother? We might say, it won't make a difference. And we are all like those disciples, James and John, who want to be on Jesus' right and Jesus' left. Because we want recognition. We want praise. We want honor. And sometimes we think following Jesus should mean easy street. We think it should mean comfort. But just as Jesus told his disciples thousands of years ago, he is still telling his disciples today, telling us, following me is hard. It's hard because it means being last. It means taking the back seat. It means serving others. It means loving like Jesus did, with grace and in abundance. Friends, the good news is in what I just said, in those words I just spoke. Jesus loves with grace. Jesus loves in abundance. Jesus loves us even when we resist his call. And he will keep working on our hearts. Jesus gave his all for us. Jesus did this amazing thing for us. And now we get to respond. We get to give thanks. We get to give praise to this all-inspiring act. We get to show Jesus' grace-filled love. Because Jesus meant what he said. Jesus gave his all for us, and now he's calling us to give our all to him. Amen.